Now listen and answer your questions.
But I think it all goes back to how we were taught to manage money when we were children.
That's true. Our behavior now is closely related to the childhood environment and what we learned from that.
But how far back should we go? When do children really begin forming an understanding of what money means?
I've read that children between 3 and 5 can understand what's right and wrong. That's when they can learn concepts like sharing. At the age of 6, most children can understand the value of money.
This suggests that if parents offered practical advice to their children at an early age, it could have a very positive impact on their spending habits in later life.
Mm. It basically comes down to 3 areas. The first one is allowance. Parents should not try to focus on how much money they give their children, but rather on what they need.
Needs are difficult to define, so parents need to resist the urge to give in when their children say, "I want."
Mm. For me, the only way to teach children the difference between needs and wants is to give them a practical allowance. If my parents had not done that for me when I was younger, I don't think I would be able to handle the money they give me now.
Mm, true. The second thing I think is important is saving.
Can you explain a bit more?
Well, basically, parents need to introduce their children to personal finance. If we are expected to deal with money now, then we have to learn when we're younger.
I see what you mean. And it could be in quite simple ways, like by helping them to open their own savings account.
Hmm.
There's one more area I think is vital.
What's that?
It's buying. We spend excessively on credit cards because we don't know how to control money. We almost need to learn how and what to buy, which is why parents should allow their children to participate in this. If they want something expensive, like a new pair of trainers, then they could be encouraged to save a bit of their allowance.
And parents could also promise to help by saying that they will pay the rest if the child, at the end of their period of saving, still does not have enough.